Yeah, it's a shame. Not the last line, but yeah. Kisvei HaKadosh Yignezu. Bayani Dachas, the Kisvei HaKadosh, you should bury. Masnisin like Abelazah. The mission is not like Abelazah. Tanya Abelazah, Aimeh. Kol Yish Yeshba Mezuzah. Any city that there's Mezuzah, Afilah Mezuzah Achas. Kol Yish Yeshba Afilah Mezuzah Achas. In Anasi, in Adachas. It doesn't become in Adachas. Shanema. Visirafta Be'esha Se'ivas. Kol Shalala Kol. You burn the whole city. Ve'echad Ikim Mezuzah. La'yavsha. There's Mezuzah. It's not Shalach to burn. Achsib La'sasim Ken L'shem L'kecha. So here our Gemara says that you bury the Mezuzahs. And Beleza says that you don't burn the whole city. If we're in Adachas, it's mamash not shchiach, that it should be a city full of Yidden without any mezuzahs.
The Kitzah Kurdish means dafka what?
Any dafka mezuzahs?
No, anything. Kolshken, Rashi says in...
Maybe it's less than mezuzah.
Kolshken, echad min hachamashim, I say from Mikalavim, Rashi, on Ayin Aleph, Amin Aleph.
Why can't you take the mezuzah off?
The halacha is that in a dachas, it doesn't have mezuzahs, that has a mezuzah, it doesn't get burned. That's it. It's not a question why. That's what Beleza held.
He said it's loisasim.
Right. It means you would be mechayev to burn it. Granted, you're right. You'll take it off. But the ma'aseh, you would be mechayev to burn it, and here you're not going to burn. You can't burn. So you have a city without any mezuzahs?
Did it ever happen? Did it
ever
happen?
We had
a brachas, no?
No, we had it here. Brachas, we missed it.
Didn't we have the Ein Yaakov?
So we had a Gemara and Tzedek. The same Gemara has been said in Meir. It says it never happened. Same as never happened. And then he said that one time he said that he sat on the tail of But you'd be surprised, like, you know, there's so many places that mezuzahs should be and there's no mezuzahs, like, you know. I think
you're talking about not one
in
the whole city.
Not one in the whole city is pretty hard to come by, yeah.
How would they allow to take off the mezuzahs according to us? There's a chiyuv to have the mezuzah on. When you're burning on the dachas, the rules that they say in that burning that you have to take off the mezuzah.
You're not going to burn a mezuzah.
Yeah. So good. So he's right.
No, you see, our mission says you're going to it. Don't take it off, Taka. I mean, don't burn it, Taka, going to it.
Just burn it. But how are you allowed to take it off?
Why not?
Because Hashem says it's a mitzvah essay. When we call to burn the city, it's not a mitzvah essay to take it off.
That's what you mean. You're not allowed to burn the mezuzahs, so now I'm burning the city, so I have to take it off.
Yeah, but now I'll take it off either.
Where do you have this mitzvah you're not allowed to take it off?
You say Krishna twice a day.
Yeah, you keep
the
mezuzahs.
You knock down the house, you don't have a shower anymore. So
see, here you're burning it down, you don't have a shower. What do you think is happening? We're going vayte v'chulu on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in Machlokes, are you allowed, you're not allowed to build houses there, but are you allowed to have a garden over there? So the Mishnah had a Machlokes. So what's the Machlokes dependent on? Maybe it's dependent on above and below. That means normally, there's a klal and a prat. Anything that's the klal is included in the prat. But let's say the klal is asay and the prat is a lois asay. The mashal over here. Over here it says, v'haysa tel oilam. That's asay, that's a klal, that it should be a mound forever. And then the lois asay is that lois yibana oid. Don't build houses on it. So the klal is that it should be a mound, nothing. And the prat is dafka houses. So normally I would say, which means whatever's in the klal is included in the prat, and it would mean houses. But over here, that's the klal is asay, and the prat's a lois asay. Do I say the same thing when one's asay and one's a lois asay? So the Gemara, he holds of Rebavin, and therefore it's only houses. It's not allowed to be built, but Ganas of Adesim are allowed. And Mashenka the other one, them holds no, both. They aren't allowed. So the Lord, the Kulam is there above, and everyone agrees there above. Malchabakim, if you massava, oid, it says in the Pasuk, Laisi bana oid, legami mashma, you're not allowed to build anything on it. Massava, oid, lekama shahaisa, eno, nivnis, avanasis, these two, that's our mistake. Lekama shahaisa, eno, nivnis, avanasis, with Ganas of Adesim, you can't build forever what it is. Avonasu ganas, but there's some just houses. So the shayla is how to dash an oid. When it says Leisibana Oy doesn't mean now everything, Oy means includes everything, or Oy just includes houses forever.
Old has different types. I think let me argue on the push to touch.
Okay. Yeah. Zakti Mavai Titan Rabbana. How you bought Ilana's solution? If in the Anadachas there were trees that were talish, that were disconnected, Asurim. It's us to have an off from them. Mechubarin, if they're connected, Mutar. Shali Acher, a different city, you have Bein Tlushim, Bein Mechubarin, Sai if it's connected, Sai if it's disconnected, Asur. Amai Acher, what's this different city?
Why the ones in Mechubar?
What?
Why the ones in Mechubar?
Mechubar Lekakas, then, because Rashi explains, because it's missing Sai Tlisha, Sai Kvitsa, and Sai Srefa. Means we learned before, only things that are missing, that you have to gather and burn. But over here you're missing Sai, the cutting also, so therefore that's not included in the burning
process. Why is it included
process.
in the tail island?
What tail island?
If you're making a tail, then you're burying the...
What we're saying over here, it's not Mechuyev, you're not Mechuyev and Sefer.
Yeah,
so
but if you make
the whole city
is
one big mountain.
You're burying the trees.
You want to bury it, you can bury it, but not Mechuyev to cut it and burn it. Zakti Gemara, so what's this extra city? What's the city that you can't have any anof from any trees? Amav Chizdi Yericha. That was the city of Yericha. The Chsiv, like it says, V'hoysa Yim, Chayim Yeshua said, this city should be Chayim Hi, Chayim Hashem, V'yash B'Yeshua B'Yis Yilema, Or Ish Lefnei Hashem Asher Yakum. Cursed is the person that's going to build up the city of Banasi Azais, as Yericha. Bevechare Yisadana, with his Bechare, he's going to lose his Bechare when he starts making the
foundation.
But Seiro Yatzid, Allah says, he's going to lose his youngest child when he closed the Sha'an, when he finishes building the city. So the Tanya, we're letting the Bais. Everything. Yeah. The Tanya, we're letting the Bais. Loi. You're not allowed to do two things. You're not allowed to build Yericha, the city of Yericha, even if you're going to give it a different name. And you're not allowed to build a different city, call it Yericha. Yericha is the out. The Chsiv, Bono Chayil Beis Eli as Yericha Ba'aviram. He built it. Bechayroi, Ba'aviram Bechayim Yasta. Uveshagiv Tziroi, Hitzav Dlasei. He rebuilt Yericha. He didn't rebuild it. We'll see, it's Machlokes at a Taicha, but Pashtas, either he rebuilt Yericha, or we come to say even more than that, he built a different city called Yericha. And what happened, he lost his oldest child and his youngest child, Tanya.
That means all of them, from the oldest to the youngest.
Very good.
What was the curse? For what?
Why did Yeshua curse that?
Yeah.
You know, what happened in Yericha? When they were conquering Eretz Israel. So Yeshua got very upset at them. He said, this place can't be ever rebuilt. Right? So once he gave such a curse, so then we said, not only, the Brahmins coming to say, not only this place, but any place that's called Yericha. Now what's with today's Yericha?
Yeah, is there anything there today? There was at one point, no?
There's a city called Yericha.
Right,
so they have to have a klal.
No, the person that built it had a klal. It's not anymore.
Many cities in the world are called Yericha.
Yeah?
Jericho,
no, but
this is probably
the next day.
No, Jericho is
not necessarily Yericho.
It
could be means in Eretz Yisrael, no? It means anywhere.
That's
what
the
Rebbe
Mazel
said. Why does the English version of Yericho mean? Why does Jericho mean Yericho? What?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So probably the person that built it. It's a Muslim city. So probably the person that built it got killed.
That's
why it's going to be. Most of those children. Hey, we're going to have a story. Yeah, it doesn't say that. So here we're going to have a city now. Zok Gemara, Tanya. So the kids, he built it and he lost all his children. Tanya. Ba'aviram b'chayre Rasha, lo'hayu le'lomad. Aviram b'chayre the Rasha, he didn't have to learn, he didn't have to understand why he got killed. Okay. His oldest son was a Rosh, so that's why he got killed. When he lost his youngest son, he should have realized why he was getting killed.
Who built it? What was the guy's name? Do you know about? No, that's what I'm saying.
Zakt de Gemara. Chiel beis edi, bana chiel. Chiel is the first name. So the Gemara, v'shag of my, aviron v'shag of my avid, what they do bad? The Gemara kama. Ba'aviron b'chayri ha'yil ha'ilimayid la'oysay Rasha. This Rasha should have learned out. It's really lo'y ha'yil ha'ilimayid. But b'shag, I don't know why they don't have this extra word. Do you have it? Ba'aviron b'chayri lo'y ha'yil ha'ilimayid la'oysay Rasha. He didn't have to learn. But b'shag of tiray, he should have learned. Once we know that Aviram was his Bechar, so then obviously the Saga was younger. Why does it have to say Saga of Tzira? He was burying from Aviram all his children. It wasn't just the oldest and the youngest, it was all the children in between. Achav was a friend of the Zechir. Him and Eliyahu came to be Menachemim. Those told his children, they came to be Menachemim. Yosef Ka'ama. Dilma, maybe Kimalit Yeshua, Achav came and said, he said, maybe when Yeshua cursed out, Hachilot, this is how we cursed it out. La Yericha Hashem Yachas. Don't rebuild the city of Yericha to a different city. La Yachas Hashem Yericha. And not a different city in the name of Yericha.
He knew what he's doing?
Oh, so Pashas didn't know what he was doing, but still he was cursed. That's where Eliyahu came. You're showing him say, that's where Eliyahu came, because why would Eliyahu come to Menachem Avol Rosh like that? Because Yitaka didn't know. He just got cursed out. Amal Eliyahu, in, this is the reason. So Amal Eis, Achav said, Hash to live to us the Moshe. Like a Mekayim, the curse of Moshe doesn't stand. The Chsiv Isatim, Abadetem, it says, that if you didn't have a deserve, Chsiv Echari Af Hashem Bechem Vatsa Shemayim, Masev Yitam Kirishma. So Moshe Abinu said that if you didn't have a deserve, there's not going to be any rain. But who Gavra is referring to himself? Oikim le'avaydis kechavim. Achav built avaydis kechavim that we learned earlier called Telem v'Telem. On every mountain in Yerushalayim and Yisrael, he built avaydis kechavim. Le'shavik le'mitra. The rain is so strong that it doesn't even let me the mazel miskadle to go deen it, to go deen this avaydis kechavim. I can't even get to these mountains. Alev tasad Yeshua tamidim ekaima. And the curse of Yeshua is kayim. So what was he trying to do? He was trying to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So tell him it's not a mountain. It's a furrow.
It's a mound.
No, it's over here. It means a furrow.
Furrow?
When you plow.
Okay.
Good enough. That'd be elevated place.
Yeah.
No. It means on every field, flat, high, low.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Rashi says it's makom gavaya, but there you go. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking that Yeshua Talmidei Kai. Could it be that Yeshua Talmidei? It's like funny. What was his question? He was trying to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yemel Yo Tishbi said, Yo Tishbi said, Mitaych Megillah, Chai Hashem Ali Kei Yisrael, Shuvu Tibayin Shem Yir Talamata.
Was he saying that's why he wasn't afraid to do it? That's why he wasn't afraid to build Yericha?
No, he wasn't for anything. Achav was trying to make Chayzik of Moshe. He's saying, look,
your father wasn't.
Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu's call. No, he wasn't talking to Moshe. He was saying, look, Moshe Rabbeinu's call is not kind. So he says, Elio said, Yo Tishbi said that a curse. I make a shvur to banish them here talamata that should stop. But Rachmi spell v'havu le'al aklida the mitcha v'kam v'azal. The banish them gave him the keys of the rain and it stopped. What happened is that Chiel lost all his children. So Eliyo and Achav, yeah. Eliyahu and Achav came to visit him. And Achav said, maybe it's because of the curse of Yeshua. So he said that you rebuilt Yericha. So Eliyahu said, it's true. So Achav said, look at this. Yeshua's claws are worse than Moshe Rabbeinu's claws because I built up a desire on every tail in Israel. And nothing happened to me. It's raining. And Yeshua's claws, look, this guy lost all his children. So Eliyahu said, it was a spell to Rebbeinu Shem that it just stopped the rain. So Rebbeinu Shem gave him the keys of the rain, and it stopped. It is pretty strange, yeah. But I guess that's what happened. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. It says in Pasuk V'id V'Hashem Elav Lema L'Cham Mezeh. Why is the kasha on
Moshe? Why is the kasha on Hashem?
It wasn't
Moshe,
a kasha.
I'm saying whatever. Why?
He was trying to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. Saying Moshe Rabbeinu's colors don't work.
It's not Moshe Rabbeinu though. It's Rabbeinu Shlomo.
It was Moshe Rabbeinu that said it over. Vidvar Hashem Eloh Leim Aleich Leim Lecham Mizeh. Finis Lecham Kedem Ustaz Menachal. Menachal Chris. The Rabbeinu Shlomo said, "Go and I'm going to curse out." I'm sorry. Go and hide. He was telling Elio, "Go and hide," because they were upset at him that it stopped raining. And va'ayvim mevim le'lachem, who's going to bring him to eat? Lachem batzar b'ayka, the birds are going to bring him to eat. Mehecha, where they're going to get food from? Where the birds are going to get from? Amar Yudah Marav, b'beit t'vachaya da'achav, in the shecht house of Achav, they're going to bring it to Elio. Then what it says, v'yim ekeit yom v'yavash anachal, ki lo yageshem v'ayot, it got dry, there was no rain. Kivin d'chaz d'ketzaya ba'alma. Once he saw that there was tzah in the world, so the Baruch wanted to get the keys back. The Baruch couldn't make it rain. That's what's going on here. He told Elio, go to Tzarfas. This woman got sick. And so Elio wanted to get the key now of Tchis HaMesim. The Baruch said, Shalosh Mavtechis L'Nimtzu L'Shliach. There are three keys that I never gave over to anyone. Shal Chaya, a woman having a child. Shal Gshamim, rain. Shal Tchias HaMesim. These three keys, Ramon Saita, are stayed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you want a second key. Yoyimu Shtayim B'yad Talmud. You have the key of rain already. Now you want a second key of Tchias HaMesim. Achaz B'yad Rav, everyone's going to say, the Talmud has two and the Rav has only one. I see, Yav HaShakal Ha, you give me back the key of rain, and I'll give you the key of Tchias HaMesim. Tchsiv Leicher Al Acha Ve'etna Mata. And the Baruch Hashem gave rain. He showed out, he gave it to Acha, I mean the other key. And the Baruch Hashem returned, and Acha returned the key of rain.
No, that
was Yahu. Leo, sorry. Dosh, right?
What happened with the key of Tchias HaMesim?
He held it. Leo has the key of Tchias HaMesim.
What, still?
Leo was able to be Mechaim HaMesim. Dosh Yiglila Kameda of Chizda. Mashal Elio Lamad of a diamond. What's this mashal similar to? The Gavra, the Tarke Legale, the Avdil Mafteche. A person that locked his keys, locked his door, and he lost the keys. So too over here, he locked the Shah of the Gishamim, and he ended up losing the keys, and the Rashi took it back and opened it up. Interesting mashal. Yeah, he got the other key. Yeah. Very interesting that this Ahmed, for some reason, I couldn't find anyone else. I don't know. Rash is on one side. Okay. Don't know the Rash is on both. Okay, yeah. Dosh, Abyesi Bitsipuri. Abba Elio. My father Elio. It's a lotion of love. Godless. Father's a lotion of godless. Captain Avi. Elio was a kaisen. Well, you see that he got upset at Achav. And he stopped the rain. Aber Yogel le Meisei Gabe, Elio was Yogel to come to the B.I.C. Ich simenei tlasu yam, and now he didn't come to him for 3 days. Vala yasa. Ki yasa, when he returned after 3 days, I'm alai amai alai yasa, B.I.C. yasa, why don't you come these past days? Amai yasa, amai amalik, amalai, captain cars, you called me a captain. Amalai, how did come on? They could come with man, forget, he is see taka, you are a captain. From this itself, you see, the fact that you got upset and he didn't come for 3 days, you see you're a captain. So the Ma'avayit, it says impossible, it says
that's
in the
middle of
the what? That's a nice today you do that, you're out. Le'idabik b'cha b'yad chamu menachem kaz man shesham ba'adam chayra na'af ba'adam. So come on, man yishayim. What type of yishayim bring chayra na'af on the base of Ganvi? The Ganovim. Ganovim bring chayra na'af, and that's what Taka brought to Ma'abu. Tana ha'ban rasha ba'la'ilam chayra in ba'la'ilam. Rasha comes to the world, there's chayra na'af ba'ilam. Shnema, v'voy rasha ba'gam buz v'im kalan cherpa. This chep, this kalan. Yosha av min ha'ilam, when Yosha leaves, toive bala ha'ilam, good comes to the world. So it means it's not just the chayroin af leaves. It's good also, it's a plus. So when you hear Yosha dying, it's very good for the world. Shenema ava vayd Yishayim, rina tzadik, rina, when we lose Yishayim, rina, it's good. Sing, tzadik nifta min ha'ilam, ra bala ha'ilam. It's not good when the tzadik leaves the world. Shenema tzadik avad vein, ishsam alev, because of bad, the tzaddik was gathered. Stop here. Mazatov, Mitchum. Tomorrow we'll be starting first Amud and Sukkah. On Tuesday is the Siyam.